This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. State and federal environmental agencies this week announced they will team up to enforce violations in communities facing unequal environmental harms. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
Last year, President Biden directed the federal government to prioritize cleaning up communities burdened with health and environmental issues. Now, the EPA and the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment have agreed on a plan to do that. Joel Miner with the Colorado agency says they are building a list of communities to focus on.
We'll likely prioritize some early listening sessions in the Commerce City, North Denver area, as well as Pueblo, but those certainly won't be the only communities that we want to hear from.
Colorado is the second state after California to formally partner with the EPA on environmental justice issues. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The crime rate in Colorado is up in most categories, according to the FBI. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the rise in property crime stands out.
Property crime is up 20%, and inside of that is auto theft, which was up a whopping 86%. I'll stop on that for a second. Fully 36,700 Coloradans had their cars stolen last year. That's about the same as the population of Lafayette or Inglewood.
CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry. This is CPR News. It's 3:06 on Friday, March 11th. This hour, we're listening to The Daily and Marketplace. In Fort Collins, it is 33 degrees.